This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, November 1st, 2011. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, some contemporary Irish poetry. Last week in Chicago, the Poetry Foundation hosted a reading by four Irish poets. It's part of a national tour coinciding with the publication of the revised and expanded anthology, The Wake Forest Book of Irish Women's Poetry. Before the reading, we recorded the four poets in our studio and peppered them with questions, and I'm going to play a few of the things they said and read. First up, a short poem by Leontia Flynn about the power of knowing the names of things. For example, it's very helpful to know that the large, purplish-black, egg-shaped vegetable in the fridge is sometimes called an aubergine, and that an aubergine is not to be confused with a nut-like fruit with textured golf ball-like green skin that turns black when it ripens. That is an avocado.
I suppose I wasn't very sophisticated, perhaps, for 23 or 24. I used to get them confused. and somebody explained the difference to me, and I wrote a poem about it.
Here's Leontia Flynn reading Naming It.
5 years out of school and preachy with book learning, it is good to be discovered as a marauding child. To think the gloomiest, most baffled misadventures might lead so suddenly to a clearing, as when a friend, taking me to her well-stocked fridge, says, "Look, this is an avocado and this is an aubergine."
That was Naming It by Leontia Flynn, who was a research fellow at the Seamus Heaney Centre for Poetry in Belfast. Now, before we snicker at Leontia for not knowing the difference between an aubergine and an avocado until she was in her 20s... consider this. Until very recently, I didn't understand the difference between a dress and a skirt. And my wife, and now my daughters, snicker at me whenever I mess it up, which still happens.
Marav maris gná agus na pianta gnáva, curam me féin agor an lei agion na chéile, cosachur fúm an seo.
That is a poem in Irish called Behemoth by Nuala Nihona. It sounds almost Scandinavian, doesn't it? It was translated by Elaine Nicholainen. Behemoth, the title, refers to the ferocious mythological beast, the first creation of God, that's mentioned in the book of Job. Which is interesting because the poem begins complaining about cramps and pains and seems to be about the speaker's struggle with depression, or as the poem says, the bogs of despond. The poem also mentions Sutton Hoo.
Sutton Hoo is a very famous Anglo-Saxon burial of some prince who was buried in a ship with all kinds of interesting artifacts.
Anglo-Saxon, not Celtic. Here's Elaine Nicholainen reading her translation of Nuala Nihona's poem Behemoth.
A martyr this morning as ever to cramps and pains, I organize myself to face the day. I show a leg, put my shoulder to the wheel, daub paint on my eyelids, and stick a couple of long hairpins in my desperate mane to hold it. Too much trouble even to brush my hair. I start on the spot on this heavy, sluggish, difficult, heartbreaking work. The reason, no doubt, I was first put on the earth. I take the same little plastic brush that I use on good days to spread melted butter on pastry and gradually lay bare with insect patience, sifting away like an ant with a hunter's eye or the sharp ear of a trespassing pig, alternately huffing and puffing and effing and blinding, in the wet sand, the painful lines of our horror, the boundaried frame of fear that lays us low so often in the bogs of despond. You'd take it at first for a boat's skeleton, a kind of Sutton Hoo for our people, but soon its true shape appears, biblical Behemoth, the monster of all the old tales.
That was a translation of Behemoth by Nuala Nihona. It's interesting that, if I'm right, and the poem is about depression, it's not something that The speaker feels that it's hers and hers alone. She says,
in the wet sand, the painful lines of our horror,
our horror,
the boundaried frame of fear that lays us low so often in the bogs of despond, you'd take it at first for a boat's skeleton, a kind of Sutton Hoo for our people.
And by calling it Behemoth and contrasting it with Sutton Hoo, which, being Anglo-Saxon, is a British artifact, it's almost suggesting that this is an Irish mood disorder. In any case, Behemoth is a creation of God. It's very explicit in the Bible that nobody can do anything about it.
But soon its true shape appears, biblical Behemoth, the monster of all the old tales.
Let's listen to one more poem. This one's by Katrina O'Reilly, and it's about falconry. It makes reference to perhaps the most famous peregrine falcon in English poetry, Gerard Manley Hopkins's Windhover.
I caught this morning morning's minion, kingdom of daylight's dauphin, dapple dawn drawn falcon, in his riding of the rolling level underneath him steady air.
Katrina O'Reilly's poem is called The Curé, and the title refers to
the last part of the hunt where the prey is blooded, you know, and the bird gets to keep a piece of the prey, usually marrow bone, which they like.
The Curé begins with the ritualized slaughter of other animals in other sports, hunting and bullfighting.
The secretive heart turns at bay, lowers his tines to the hound's cry. The sword enters the bull's heart. Still he stands, amazed on the red sand, as the stony unbeliever might, who has seen God. Soon now, horns will sound, didow, for the unmaking. Beaters flush the grey heron like a coney from its warren. The peregrine's jet eyes flash. They go ringing up the air, each in its separate spiral stare, to the indigo rim of the skies, then descend swift as a murderer's hand with a knife. Death's gesture liquefies in bringing the priestly heron down. Her prize, the marrow from a wingbone in which she delights, her spurred fleur-de-lis tongue stained gold vermilion, little angel in her hangman's hood.
That was Katrina O'Reilly reading The Curé, just one of the poems in the Wake Forest Book of Irish Women's Poetry. Thanks to Delaney Hall for recording these poets at the Poetry Foundation in Chicago. Let us know what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.